USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Early Friday morning, an intruder broke into the Speaker of the House's home in San Francisco.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was violently attacked when an intruder broke into the couple's San Francisco, California home Friday morning. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was taken to the hospital after being beaten pretty bad. Nancy Pelosi was not at home at the time of the attack. The intruder is in custody, and the motive for the attack is under investigation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With just 10 days to go before the midterm elections, former President Obama is out rallying votes for Democrats. The former president will be in Milwaukee Saturday campaigning for Democrats in statewide races. However, on Friday night while in Atlanta, Mr. Obama urged voters nationwide to get out and exercise the constitutional right to cast a ballot.
So I get why people are anxious. I get why you might be worried. I understand why it might be tempting sometimes just to tune out, to watch football or Dancing with the Stars. But I'm here to tell you that tuning out is not an option.
Election day is right around the corner, and many people have gotten an early jump on the process.
More than 13.8 million Americans in 44 states have cast early ballots ahead of the midterm elections. As of Thursday, Florida voters have cast the most early ballots, with 1.9 million already voting. California, Georgia, and Texas have also seen more than 1 million early ballots cast. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Members of UN's International Commission of Human Rights experts on Ethiopia say their most recent report shows evidence of crimes against humanity, war crimes, sexual violence, and drone attacks in civilian populated areas. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An America that can already feel like it's hurtling toward political disintegration has been jolted yet again, this time by the violent attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi less than 2 weeks before Election Day. Seizing a hammer and leaving a trail of broken glass, an intruder broke into the couple's San Francisco home early Friday and repeatedly struck Paul Pelosi, 82. He had surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands, and his doctors do expect a full recovery, the Speaker's office said. The assailant confronted Paul Pelosi by shouting, "Where's Nancy?" The Democratic congressman was in Washington at the time. Philadelphia Phillies catcher J.T. Realmuto discusses his go-ahead home run in their extra innings Game 1 victory versus the Astros and how he didn't know it was a home run off the bat.
No, I wasn't sure. I didn't necessarily get all of it, but I knew with the short portion right, once I saw Tucker going back to the wall, I thought I had a pretty good chance. Luckily, it was just enough to get out of here.
The final from Houston, Phillies defeated the Astros 6-5 and take Game 1 of the World Series. Jerry Lee Lewis, the hard-driving rockabilly artist whose pounding boogie-woogie piano and bluesy country-influenced vocals helped define the sound of rock and roll on hits like Great Balls of Fire and Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, and whose incendiary performing style expressed the essence of rock rebellion, died Friday at his home in DeSoto County, Mississippi, just south of Memphis. He was 87. For U.S. Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.